Hello, it's May 7th, in the sixth week of Easter. Have you ever considered the town of Damascus, where Jesus called Paul? Damascus is considered the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world. It is on a fertile plain, guarded on the north and west by mountains, and on the east by the vast Arabian desert. Water from the mountains and abundant fruit trees made this area a paradise for ancient desert nomads. Given this ideal location, Damascus was a great trading center. A large Jewish colony lived there in the first century, which is why Paul went there. He wanted to persecute Jews who, while faithfully practicing Judaism, also believed in Christ. Damascus, the capital of Syria in the Middle East, has in recent years seen a dramatic decline in its Christian population, which was already small. As you hear the scripture, take your time and let God speak through it. Now they were keeping watch on the gates, day and night, so as to kill him. But his disciples took him one night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a basket. Acts chapter 9, verses 24 to 25. Earlier, Paul traveled to Damascus, armed with letters from the high priest, breathing murderous threats and bent on bringing disciples of the Lord back to Jerusalem in chains. Now he begins his journey to Jerusalem in a basket, armed only with a gift of faith, and aided in his escape by the very disciples he came to arrest. Paul himself will later describe this great escape in one of his letters to the Corinthians. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. At Damascus, I was lowered in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped. When I look at the problems in my life, I often feel inadequate, weak. I need to do what Paul did, open myself to the help of others, and, most of all, turn to the Lord's strength. It's there for the asking. The Lord is risen from the dead. The Lord is present among us. That's what we're celebrating in this Easter season. He's right here. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.